let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Robert Thomas Helm, translator of the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version. One reviewer says it's the most easy to read and understand and the most accurate that he's found in one version. Robert, the translator, is an evangelical Protestant pastor with extensive training in biblical languages. He has pastored churches in Minnesota, Indiana, and Ohio. Also, a number of his articles have appeared in Christian magazines and theological journals. Robert Thomas Helm, translator of the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version, recommended, by the way, by the U.S. Review, joining us on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
This had to be such a tremendous undertaking on your part. Let's talk about why. Why did you decide to do this translation? What was the motivation in doing this?
Well, I've spent a lot of time over the years with the Bible and preaching and reading and teaching. And I can see good points and bad points in various translations. But I wanted to bring out the message of the New Testament in contemporary 21st century English, but at the same time stay close to the original Greek text. And I also wanted to bring out the Christ-centered nuances in the scriptures, which is what is implied in the word evangelical there. It's very much focused on Jesus, and it's an accurate translation, but at the same time easy to read in very crisp language.
Yes, reading all the reviews, that's exactly what they say, and it's very impressive, the job that you've done. How difficult was it to do that, to make something that people could understand, easy to read, and keep the accuracy? How big a challenge was that?
Well, it's a time-consuming thing.
Yes.
It takes a lot of time and effort. Once you know the biblical languages and you know how to use the tools, the materials, it's not overwhelmingly difficult. It's not like doing advanced calculus or something like that, at least the way I would look at mathematics,
but yes.
Advanced mathematics. But it is very time-consuming, and it takes a while.
And the book that we're talking about is the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version, translated by Robert Thomas Helm, who's our guest on the program today. How long did this take you from the time you decided you were going to do it until you were satisfied and you were ready to publish the book? How long a process was that?
Well, I would say it took about, let me see, I think it took about eight years or so.
That's just amazing. Were there periods?
For the New Testament. I'm working on the Old Testament now. So,
well, I saw that. One reviewer said they're waiting for that from you as well, so no pressure, but you've got people waiting for the Old Testament
as
well.
I know, and it's a much bigger undertaking. A lot more material there, and it's a different language.
Yes.
New Testament is Greek, Old Testament is Hebrew, so it'll come out eventually. But people are just going to have to be patient on that one.
We'll take eventually is the date. I didn't want to pin you down to anything, but that is good. When you started this process with the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version, did you have any idea it was going to take that long? I mean, were you surprised as you were going through this process?
I knew that it would take a good bit of time. It has taken a little bit longer than I anticipated, but I wanted to take the time and do a good job and make sure that it was accurate. So I'd rather take the extra time.
Yes.
And make sure that it's a good job and make sure that it's conveying the message it should convey.
The book is available wherever books are sold, and Robert's website, I want to make sure I have this correct here, it's modernbible-translation.com. Is that the best place to get information on the book?
You can definitely get it there. You can also get information from Mindstorm Media. It's available through Barnes & Noble, And I think it's available through Amazon, too.
And we will have all these links on our website. So if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, we'll have that information for you, and you could directly link on, especially to Robert's website, and get all of the information. What has this process been like for you from reading reviews and listening to people who've read your book, the translation? It's been life-changing for them. What was it like for you to go through this process? Did this just deepen your faith?
Yes, it did. In translating, I could see clearly, you know, certain things that I had were kind of obscure before in English translations. And in fact, I've tried to bring some of those things out. I can't put my finger on any right at the moment, but I have tried to make the text very clear in English, and also I've put in extensive notes, endnotes, that can aid people in understanding what the text is, what the message of the text is. So yes, it has strengthened my faith, and my goal is to help that it strengthen other people's faith as well.
And that's interesting. In the book, you do have the footnotes to the original writing, other clarifications there as well. As you were going through, I want to talk about the challenge of this, because there's so many different translations, interpretations. How difficult was it for you to maintain that accuracy, to get to where you thought, okay, this is exactly what is being said here? Was that challenging?
It can be challenging because, well, let me give you a case in point. Sometimes you can have a Greek word, and it has six different shades of meaning in English.
Yes.
You have to sometimes choose between those and try to choose the one that you think fits the context the best. And sometimes it's if a word really does have different meanings and you're not sure, it's best to put the alternate meanings in a note, in one of the end notes, so that people can see, you know, this word does have different meanings, and you may want to read it one way or another way. And then sometimes you try to find a word that will encompass two meanings at the same time in English. And so it can be a challenge.
You employed something called dynamic equivalent. Is that what you were talking about just a few seconds ago there?
Dynamic equivalency refers to how close, word for word, you stay to the text. For a strictly formal equivalent translation would be an exact word-for-word translation into English.
Yes.
But that can be very wooden in style. On the other hand, if you go the opposite direction, you eventually are paraphrasing. And the dynamic equivalent translation is intended to be somewhere in the middle. Sometimes it's best to translate word for word. Other times it's best to translate thought for thought. And this one does at times translate thought for thought. When translating word for word would be very wooden and difficult to read. But it still intends to bring out the actual meaning of
yes.
the text in the thoughts.
Robert Thomas Helm is our guest on the program, translator of the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version. You'll find it at Robert's website, Thomas's website, which is Robert Thomas Helm, and the website is modernbible-translation.com. You've pastored, as I mentioned in the beginning, a number of churches, spent a number of years training in biblical languages. Was this something you felt was really necessary? Because as I, again, reading reviews, this is something that's easily readable, it's relatable, it's accessible, where other books out there may be intimidating. Did you find it there was really a need for something like this that takes us down, breaks it down in language that we can understand and relate to.
Yes, I did. And that's why I've done it, because I wanted to put something in language that people today can really relate to, especially young people.
Yes.
And I think this is something that can really make the New Testament come alive for people. You need to understand, the New Testament, when it was written, it was not written in ivory tower language. It was written in what is called Koine Greek, which was the common everyday language of the people at that time. In the first century, in the Greco-Roman world, Greek was the universal language. Just about everybody knew how to speak Greek in addition to whatever language it was spoken in their native region. So this was the universal language, and the New Testament was written in basically the language of the streets. And by that, I don't mean crude or vulgar, but I just mean common everyday speech. And this is what the New Testament modern evangelical version attempts to do in English. It attempts to put the New Testament in common everyday English that people use in the 21st century.
What kind of feedback are you getting? I mentioned the reviews, which have been excellent. It's like, this is much needed. I can sit, I can read it, I can understand it. I'm not intimidated by it. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Basically the same thing. People have been very appreciative. They say, I had one person tell me this reads like a storybook.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what I'm aiming at. And yet I don't want it to be a paraphrase. I want it to stay close to the original text. And I'm aiming at a middle ground between just writing the Bible in your own language and your own thoughts and making it so wooden that it's very hard to understand.
With us on the program is Robert Thomas Helm. He's the author of the New Testament Translator, the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version. Find it basically where books are sold. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. His website is modernbible-translation.com. I mentioned extensive training in biblical languages. Where did that curiosity begin? What got you on this journey that has taken you to so many places and impacted so many lives in a favorable way? What was it that got your curiosity in the beginning with this?
Well, I've always been interested in languages. I know in high school I took 4 years of German, which is a modern language, very close to English. But when I started studying theology, Greek is just one of the requirements for that. And as I say, when I got into the Greek text, I could see these nuances of meaning in the Greek.
Yes.
Really need to be brought out in English. For example, Greek has three different words for love. And in English, you only have one. These different Greek words for love bring out different nuances of the meaning of love, like romantic love and brotherly love and total goodwill toward another person. Each one of those ideas has a different Greek word. But my point is, as I got into the language, I could see the potential for putting this in a very concise way into English that could be understood, and at the same time could really capture more of the thought that the New Testament is trying to get across.
Yes. Fascinating job that you've done with the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version. A couple minutes left with Robert Thomas Helm, the translator. You've written several other books, In the Beginning and Four Pictures of Jesus. Let's talk about those two books. Give me a little bit of background on what went into those.
Those were just actually preliminary works. In the Beginning was a translation of Genesis. I've since revised it. four pictures of Jesus was a beginning attempt at New Testament translation. It was a translation of the four Gospels. 95% of what was in four pictures of Jesus is in the New Testament modern evangelical version. There's just been a very small amount that has been changed in the Gospels as far as translating, but that book is basically what you have in the modern evangelical version right now as far as the four Gospels are concerned. Now, the book In the Beginning, that has been revamped a little bit more extensively into a translation of Genesis, which will eventually go into the Old Testament.
And all of this information is on Robert's website, modernbible-translation.com. And we'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can link on directly and get that information. You're working on the Old Testament. Anything else you're working on? Any articles? I mentioned that you've had a number published in journals and magazines. What are you working on now? It sounds like the Old Testament pretty well has got you get your work cut out for you.
I'm not focusing on writing journal articles right now. I've written a couple articles for magazines and journals, but right now this is engaging my entire attention. So. No, I'm not writing any articles at the moment.
I can imagine once you get started in this, and obviously you're well along on the Old Testament, that it has to be thought-consuming and time-consuming. A minute or so left here. What's it like when you get feedback, when you realize all of the work, all of the thought that you put into this is really paying off with people being able to read and understand the Bible better than maybe ever before?
Well, it's appreciated in the sense that I really feel that the goal that I've set out is being accomplished.
Yes.
I just want to see more people exposed to this and know that it exists, and maybe it will help other people as well as they read it. So, I've gotten positive feedback, and I appreciate that.
And the book is doing just that. The book is the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version. The translator, our guest on the program, Robert Thomas Helm. Information available on his website, modernbible-translation.com. And you go there, you can link on, get information on this and the other two books that Robert has written. You can link on to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for taking some time. Excellent job. Congratulations on a job really well done at impacting people. And we'll stay in touch and talk about the Old Testament when that's finished as well. Thank you for being with us.
Give me a little time on that.
Okay. Yeah, there's no pressure. There's no time stamp on there at all. It's when you get it done, we'll talk. Eventually, I think, is what we put on that. Robert Thomas Helm, our guest on the program, the New Testament Modern Evangelical Version. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.